Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Truth and Power.
A reading from the Good News according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Herod thought he had it all taken care of. He thought that his power as king gave him the right to do anything he wanted to do, and so he did. On the sick whim of a deranged woman playing through her innocent daughter, he defied justice and boldly ordered the beheading of John the Baptist. It wasn't as if he had anything against John. In fact, he found him intriguing, interesting. But John was a man with a mission. He was born to be the one who would prepare the way for the Messiah, who happened to be his cousin. John was called and named from his miraculous birth to be the one who went ahead and announced the coming of the reign of God. He was a formidable figure in his camel hair clothing and his honey and locust diet. He didn't care what anyone thought. His obsession was to announce the coming of the long-awaited one. He never minced words in challenging the crowds. He looked them right in the eye and told them exactly what they had to do and not do in order to enter through the narrow gate. John spoke the truth to power, as we would say. Even the powerful ones like Herod, whom John confronted about his illegal marriage to his sister-in-law. That courageous accusation didn't please Herod nor his new wife, Herodias. And so the drama continues to unfold at the expense of John's precious life. Herod thought he had it all taken care of, as did Herodias. So it was surprising to them when they heard the rumors of the words and wonders of yet another unusual character. Who could this be now that John was now out of the picture? And he kept trying to see him. In what ways are we like Herod? How often do we consider the case closed when someone who disturbs us is out of the picture? Are we relieved, thinking that we don't have to deal with those troublesome issues anymore? Or as followers of Christ, do we pay attention to what is being said and done around us so we can find creative and better ways to welcome a world of love into this universe? Do we continue to search for Christ in the most unexpected places in our world or even in our own hearts? I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me.